Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. When life gets complicated and you start to feel overloaded and sluggish, it's time to hit the reset button. Today we continue with a series called Resetting My Life. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shares the steps you can take to reset your life and experience positive, lasting change. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a wonderful resource called Journey with Jesus. This beautifully illustrated book will help you uncover deep biblical and historical insights into the most important event in human history. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Changing Always Starts with Choosing.
Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Those who are dominated by their sinful nature, okay, that's my old way of doing things, the way I'm habitually trained to act. Those who are dominated by their sinful nature think about sinful things. It's what you think about. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. Now, notice in that verse, he talks about dominated and he talks about controlled. You're either controlled by the devil's thoughts that he puts in your mind and you allow them, or you're controlled by God's thought that the Spirit puts in your mind. Here's the point. Your mind has to be liberated. Your mind needs to be delivered. Your mind needs to be released. Your mind needs to be set free. Why? Because otherwise it's dominated by all those wrong things, all those wrong thoughts. It needs to be dominated, it needs to be set free. Now this isn't easy because there are three forces around you that battle in your mind against good intentions. And none of us give up ground easily. And none of those enemies give up ground easily. You have to fight to free your mind. What are the enemies? Well, there are three enemies that want to put wrong thoughts in your mind. First is your old nature. My old nature. The verse on the screen, Romans 7:23, I see in my body a principle at war. It's at war. I'm in battle with the law of my mind, taking captive to the law of sin that dwells inside of me. Your old nature wants to think wrong thoughts. Somebody puts you down, you want to put them down. The truth is, often you find yourself doing things that you don't want to do. Have you ever, ever knowingly engaged in self-defeating behavior? Yes. And you knew it was bad for you, but still did it anyway. Why? Because your old nature is not your friend. It's the source of all bad habits. That's the first thing working against you, your old nature. Second thing working against you is Satan. He's the second enemy. And as I said, he can't force you to do anything, but he can use suggestion. And he's continually planting negative thoughts in your mind about that person and about that person and about yourself. And from the moment you wake up, he starts suggesting thoughts in your mind. Go ahead, you deserve it. Get angry with that person. Write something mean to them. Get even. How dare they say that to you? He's putting all those thoughts in your mind. Look at this verse on the screen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says this. Talking about a guy he'd forgiven, Paul says, I've forgiven that man so Satan won't outsmart us, for we're very familiar with his evil schemes. Interesting. He says, I had to forgive that guy so Satan couldn't take a foothold in my mind. Did you know that anytime you refuse to forgive anybody, you've just fallen for Satan's trap. He just got a foothold in your mind. When you're any area of your mind that you're holding on to bitterness, any area that you're holding on to resentment, jealousy, envy, you've already yielded that part of your brain to the devil. You've fallen for Satan's trap. So you got your old nature working against you. You got the devil working against you. The third enemy of your mind is the world's value system, which is constantly promoted by advertisers and movies and TV and music and celebrities. 1 John 2:16 says this, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, it's not of the Father, it's of the world. Did you notice it says nothing around you encourages you to do the right thing? Nothing. All the stuff in the world is trying to get you to go the wrong way. Nothing encourages you to be disciplined. Nothing encourages you to be unselfish. So how do you fight this mental battle? Well, the Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3-5, there on your outline. Though we live in the world, we don't wage war as the world does. He's talking about the mental battle. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. Our weapons have divine power to do what? To demolish strongholds. Circle that, we'll come back in a minute on that. Our weapons demolish strongholds. That's a mental stronghold in your mind. We demolish any argument that's in your mind and any pretension that's in your mind that sets itself up against the knowledge of God that's in your mind. And we take captive every thought that's in your mind to make it obedient to Christ. That whole passage is about the mental warfare. Spiritual warfare is mental warfare. It's in your mind. The battle for sin is won or lost in your mind. The battle for habits is won or lost in your mind. The battle for being like Christ is won or lost in your mind. Now, a stronghold, it says we tear down strongholds in our mind. What's that? A stronghold is a lie I believe. That's what a stronghold is. Stronghold is a lie that I believe about myself, about other people, about God. It can be a false value. It can be a world value system. Hedonism, live for fun, live for pleasure. Materialism, live for money and for things. Secularism, live for myself, make myself God. It could be a personal attitude. A stronghold could be worry. You could have a stronghold of worry in your life. You could have a stronghold of envy in your life. You could have a stronghold of resentment or pride or self-will. All of these are strongholds. We tear these down. This is a mental battle. Now, I want you to notice two phrases in that passage. First, circle the phrase, take captive. We take captive every thought. Take captive. What does that mean? It means, the Greek word, akmalotizo, literally means conquer, bring under control, capture. You're gonna bring under control. You're not gonna just let your mind run and let it go anywhere you want to. You bring it under control. We make it obedient. That's the other word, circle that. That's hupakoe. Hupakoe in Greek means bring into submission. We take my thoughts. I don't just let my thoughts go anywhere they wanna go. I bring them into submission to the truth.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. But first, I want to tell you about today's special opportunity. Pastor Rick created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover and is filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. You'll join Pastor Rick as he traces Jesus' journey through Jerusalem to Calvary. It is the most passionate and powerful path Jesus walked while here on earth. You'll uncover deep biblical and historical insights into the most important event in human history. And you'll experience the joy and peace that only comes from a deep understanding of the love Jesus showed for you on the cross. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the love of Jesus around the world. You can go to PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 800-600-5004 to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or you can text the word daily to 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Today is the last day to get this powerful resource. so don't wait.
Hi, this is Rick Warren, Bible teacher for the Daily Hope broadcast. Did you know that because of Easter, your past can be forgiven, you get a purpose for living, and you can have a home in heaven? That's good news. Where else can you get that kind of news? Nowhere else. And did you know that at Easter, studies have shown people are more open to an invitation to go to church than at any other time of the year? Don't go to church by yourself, but bring somebody who doesn't know Jesus Christ, a family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, a relative. And if you bring them to that church service and they come to know Christ, you're going to be making a friend for eternity. It'll be the most important investment you can ever make in their lives. And by the way, if they come to Christ, would you let me know about it? I'd love to hear that story that you brought somebody to Easter and they found Jesus. You can write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. I would love to hear from you. God bless you and happy Easter.
Once again, here's Rick.
Listen, how do you make your mind mind you? That's a very important question. Let me give you a personal confession here. My thoughts often disobey me. Okay? My thoughts in my mind often rebel against what I want. My mind sometimes has a mind of its own. My thoughts often go off in all kinds of directions I don't intend them to do. Does this happen to anybody else besides me? You don't always have control, that your mind just go off in different directions. And a lot of times when I need to ponder a passage of scripture, and when I need to ponder, my thoughts start to wander. Some of yours are wandering right now. When I want to ponder a truth, my mind thoughts to wander away from the truth. When I want my thoughts to pray, they just drift away. And I'm start thinking about other stuff, even in my prayer. Now, I'm sure that never happens to you. But the reason most people are ineffective and defeated in life is because they don't know how to fight the battle of the brain, the war that's going on in your mind. So let me just quickly review. I don't have time. This is a whole other message. But let me quickly review how temptation works in your mind. You need to know this. James chapter 1, 14, 15 says this: temptation comes from the lure of our own evil desires. Doesn't start out there. It starts inside. Temptation comes from the lure of my own evil desires inside me. These evil desires lead to evil action, and these evil actions lead to death. Temptation is a process. It's not simply an isolated act. And it happens almost instantly in four steps. This can happen like quickly. I'm going to give you the four steps, but it can happen really quickly. Step one is desire. It begins inside you. Our own desires. And by the way, any temptation often begins with a natural desire. You have a natural desire to eat. You have a natural desire to drink. You have a natural desire to sleep. You have a natural sexual drive. These are all God-given. There's nothing wrong with these drives. But temptation turns a routine desire into a runaway desire. And all of a sudden, that desire becomes more important than other things. And it's all you can think about. And listen, anytime you have a desire out of control, it's destructive. Fire can warm a home or it can burn a home down. Water can slake your thirst or you can drown in it. Any desire out of control is destructive. The desire isn't necessarily destructive. For instance, sexual desire is a normal, healthy desire. But out of control, it will destroy you, just like any other. Often, temptation is an attempt to fulfill a legitimate desire in the wrong way or time. But it's like steel and magnet. There's an inward pull. It's all temptation starts with a desire in you before it shows up outside. Step number two, after desire comes doubt. These can come instantly. And this is where you begin to doubt God's word and you begin to doubt God's love. We can see this in the very first temptation when Satan goes to Eve and goes, "Did God really say not to eat of this fruit?" We can see this in the temptation. Did God really say? Anytime you're wondering, Well, I know the Bible says this, but did God really say this about sex? Did God really say this about food? Did God really say this about money? Did God really say this about money? Anytime you've already gone to the second step, which is doubt, you've moved from desire to doubt. Step three is deception. And that's when you're lured and enticed away. That's a fishing term. You gotta have bait, okay? And you start believing a lie. Now, you know, I like to fish because my dad was a great fisherman. But one of the keys to fishing is you gotta use the right bait, okay? If you've ever gone fishing, how many of you have ever caught a fish with a bare hook? Zero. None of you have ever caught a fish with a bare hook. But you catch fish with the right kind of bait. What kind of bait does Satan use on you? He knows your weaknesses. He knows what'll get you. He knows what'll get your attention and move you from desire to doubt to deception. I call it deception because he always hides the hook. You know, sometimes you're in a temptation and you know there's a hook there, but you still keep nibbling. You keep nibbling and you go, I'm an adult. I'm not gonna get hurt. I'll be careful. No, you are being deceived. You've moved from desire to doubting God's word to deception. You're just, I'll be careful, and you're nibbling on that hook. Friends, let me just tell you this. Temptation always looks better than it is. Vegas is filled with very fancy, attractive lights. It's a giant lure in the desert. And poor suckers get hooked and go blow all their money. You move from desire to doubt to deception. This can happen in a second in your brain. To finally, step four is disobedience and defeat. Now it's a sin. What began in the mind translates into action. What got your attention turns into attraction, and attraction becomes an attitude, and the attitude becomes an action. Attraction is not sin. Action is. Let me say it again. Attraction is not sin. Action is. It's when you move from I'm being tempted to behavior. This is why when people say, what's the danger of a harmless fantasy? Because it's not harmless. Whatever you flirt with, you'll fall for. Whatever you flirt with, you'll fall for. The Bible says after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And the end result is death, which is the tragic consequences. You're in a dead end. What is death? What is death? It's the exact opposite of living. Friends, you are free to choose, but you're not free to choose the consequences. You're free to choose whatever you think about in life. You're not free from the consequences of your choices. And the best time to win the battle is before it happens. Psalm 119, 112 on the screen says this, I have made up my mind to obey your laws forever, no matter what. Have you made that decision? Have you made up your mind that you're gonna obey God's laws no matter what? All right, let's review. I feed my mind with the best thoughts, and I free my mind from destructive thoughts. And the third choice I have to make every day is this. I must choose to focus my mind on the right things. There are a lot of things you could focus on that aren't the right things. Let me just quickly close with three. Just write these down. I won't even talk about them. Number one, think about Jesus. You know, you've heard it said you become whatever you think about most. Well, 2 Timothy 2:8 says, keep your mind on Jesus Christ. Think about Jesus. Number two, think about others. Don't just think of yourself. Philippians 2:4, don't just think about your own affairs, but also be interested in others too and what they're doing. Let me ask you this, would that transform your life? Would all our lives be transformed if we all thought about each other first? Yeah, if you thought about how your kids see it, how your husband, your wife sees it, if you think about how other people see it at work, Hebrews 10:24, let us think about each other and let us help each other to show love and to do good deeds. So think about Jesus, think about others. Here's a third thing you have to focus on. Think about eternity. Colossians 3:2, let heaven fill your thoughts. Do not think only about things down here on earth. Now, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, oh, she's so heavenly minded, she's no earthly good. You know that what that is? It's what you get when you cross a crocodile and an abalone. It's a crocabalone. The truth is, the heavenly minded people always do the most good on earth. The problem is most Christians are too earthly minded to do any good. You can't be too heavenly minded. The more heavenly minded you will be, the more earthly good you'll do. Now, I've loaded a lot on. You might have to listen to this message a second time, but let me summarize it. Today, we looked at three reasons you have to start with changing your mindset if you want to change your life. First, because your thoughts direct your life. Second, because your struggles that you're going through, they're happening between your ears. They happen in your mind. And third, because your mind is where God's Spirit works inside of you. That's why you got to start with changing your thoughts. Knowing that, then you have three choices to make every day. Number one, every day I must choose to feed my mind with the best thoughts. Number two, every day I must choose to free my mind from destructive thoughts. And number three, every day I must choose to focus my mind on what matters most. Now, let me close by asking you a simple question. How serious are you about changing your life, about resetting an area or any or all of your life? Are you serious enough to start limiting television, social media, talk radio, and other stuff that fills you up so much that you're not hungry for God's word? Are you serious enough to start reading your Bible every day? I'd pick the book of Psalms or Proverbs, just start there. This is one of those things, you know it, but it won't make any difference unless you do it. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, you gave us our minds, and you've given us the instruction on what to do with our minds. So now you pray. Say, Lord, I realize that my thoughts direct my life. Say, Lord, I realize that the struggles that are going on me are actually happening in my mind. And I realize that it's in my brain that where God's Spirit works in me. So I really do want to change. I'm going to ask you to help me every day to choose to feed my mind with the best thoughts, to free my mind from destructive thoughts, and to focus my mind on what matters most. You, Lord, and other people, and eternity. If you never invited Jesus Christ in your life, that's the starting point. Jesus Christ, come into my heart and mind. Fill me with your presence. Fill my mind, Lord, with your love, your grace, your mercy. I want to get to know you. I want to open my life totally to you. And I'm asking you to help reset my life in a new direction. We humbly ask this together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can. When you sign up to receive his life-changing Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up now at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover, and it's filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Every year, Christians from all over the world remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ by traveling to Jerusalem, where they walk the path that Jesus took on the way to the cross. That path is called the Via Dolorosa, which literally means the way of suffering. Now, since you may not be able to ever travel to Jerusalem, I want to suggest a way for you to celebrate and reflect on and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. So I've created a brand new one-of-a-kind resource that will take you through the 15 stops that the Bible tells us Jesus took on the road to Calvary and his death on the cross. Now, we're calling this resource Journey with Jesus. Journey with Jesus is a deluxe hardcover gift edition book that's illustrated with really beautiful photos, high-quality glossy photos of mosaic tile artwork that reflect each of the stops that Jesus made on his journey to the cross. You're not ever going to forget this gift. It's a great gift book to keep and to study over and over again, and it'd make a great gift for your family and your friends, too. This gift book is available when you donate to Daily Hope this month.
We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the love of Jesus around the world. You'll want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is available only through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.